A nuclear reactor is up and running in Japan today for the first time since the meltdown at the Fukushima plant in 2011. All of the country's reactors were shut down after that event, which happened because of that huge earthquake and tsunami. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo. And Rupert, I know there are a lot of questions about safety. What are the new safety standards and tests that have been put in place since Fukushima?
Well, they're basically designed to prevent another disaster like the Fukushima one from happening. So I was actually taken around this Sendai plant about 2 months ago to look at all these systems. And what do they include? Well, a new tsunami wall, new mobile generators. If all the power in the plant goes down, they will have mobile generators on trucks that can come in and restart supply of electricity. They've got redundant water injection systems that can pump water into the reactors to cool them in an emergency. Lots and lots of stuff. It's cost about $120 million to refit this one nuclear plant. That's about half the cost of the original build 30 years ago. So they've done a lot of work, and they say another disaster like Fukushima could never happen again.
And yet it sounds like the protesters who have been outside the prime minister's residence and outside this plant don't believe them.
No, there's simply no trust in the government or the nuclear industry here following Fukushima. I think there's a couple of things going on here. One is that critics say they're planning for the last disaster, and we don't know what the next disaster will be. And this particular plant is about 60 kilometers, so about 40 miles, from a very large and very active volcano. So people say, well, you know, what if the volcano suddenly erupts with a massive eruption, covers it in ash? And the other thing, I think, is just a very fundamental mistrust of the Japanese government and its promises that nuclear power is safe. Because let's remember, after the atom bombs at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japanese people didn't really want nuclear power, and they had to be persuaded in the 60s and 70s that nuclear power was absolutely safe. So the Japanese government told them, this is 100% safe. Not 99%, not 98%, but 100% safe. And therefore, they don't need to worry. And then in 2011, they found out that wasn't true.
And the Japanese government is making the case now that, look, economically, it's not feasible for us not to reopen, restart these nuclear plants because of the amount of money that the country is having to spend on fossil fuels, importing fossil fuels for energy.
That's right. I mean, if you look at the trade deficit, Japan has been running a trade deficit ever since 2011. And last year it reached about $110 billion, which is the biggest trade deficit that Japan has run since 1979. So it is spending an awful lot of money on importing gas and particularly coal. That's putting up the cost of manufacturing products in Japan because electricity is very expensive. My own electricity bill has gone up dramatically, so I'm not terribly pleased about that. The other thing, of course, is CO2 emissions. Japan's CO2 emissions have gone up dramatically since 2011 as well because of all that coal that's being burned instead of nuclear power.
And more than two dozen plants have applied to restart their reactors. How quickly is that going to happen?
I think it's very doubtful that all 24 of those that are applying will get permission to be put back on. Some of them, their applications are seen as being very tenuous. However, some of them will, and you know, the next ones could be in the next few months. And definitely they would like to get a number back on, because this one by itself doesn't really have any impact. It very small impact. To get a significant decrease in imports and to be able to bring down electricity prices, they would need, I don't know exactly, but 5 or 10 at least, I would think.
And do you expect that all of them will come back online at some point?
No. The assessment seems to be that certainly, you know, Japan's got 43 reactors that could be brought back online that were running before Fukushima. No one expects that to happen. 20 would be very optimistic. So the Japanese government says it wants 20% of power here to be generated from nuclear power by the mid-2020s. Most experts say that is extremely optimistic.
And I assume that at no point will anybody be talking about reopening the Fukushima plant.
No, that is that the Tokyo Electric Power has now, I think last year, promised that all the reactors there, not just the damaged ones, but all the reactors there will be decommissioned, and the whole plant will be, over the next decades, will be dismantled and completely removed. So Fukushima Daiichi, so number one Fukushima, is now never going to run again.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo. And in Japan, they have just reopened a nuclear plant for the first time since the meltdown at Fukushima in 2011. Rupert, thank you.
Thank you.